One of the big games will be Carlton in town to take on Fremantle. We spoke to Johnny Barker in the first hour. Now we're speaking to the Fremantle Docker player in Lee Spur. G'day, Lee.
How you going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Ah, pleasure. Thanks for joining us. And five changes.
Yeah, we've given some boys some opportunity. Like, John Griffin's been playing really well in the waffle, and he's been putting his hand up, knocking on the door, so he gets opportunity. And he's a really good story. He had a knee reconstruction. He's 40 way back then. You know, Matthew Tabner comes in, and he's a really, really competitive player for us. And Cam Sutcliffe, who's been a mainstay in defence, comes back in, and we know that he'll compete and provide a lot of run and try his best. So really excited about the blokes coming in, and really excited to bounce back and play well this week.
And Lee, of course, when you make changes like that, you don't make changes for the sake of making changes. The side hasn't been travelling that well in the last month, so no doubt you're looking at getting the right mix again.
Yeah, certainly we haven't been playing our best footy, and you know, there's been some tough conditions, but that's no excuse. We really need to find a way to start scoring more. And on the weekend, we played against a really class side, and they showed us that that we need to keep improving and be a lot better. And we've done a lot of things right to this stage, and you don't just magically appear to 12-2. But we're under no illusions that we need to get better, and everyone's chasing Hawthorn.
Lee, early in the season, it was all about your start. I mean, the games were pretty much over by quarter half time, the way you were playing. That seems to have eluded you.
Yeah, we came out of the box really hard, like you're saying, and really looked to capture that form back, and the blast has been thrown around a bit and that sort of stuff. We really, really like starting well, and it puts the opposition on the back foot. So we're going to look at everything we can to prepare to start well.
Everybody's talking about Nat Fyfe at the moment, Lee, and a few of the opposition players no doubt trying to get under his skin. He's got to be now a very good boy between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, Nat's a really, really calm and cool, collected customer. He's really intelligent, and he understands that he's a target for players, not for that sort of reason, but just because he's such an important player. And he really understands that he's got to keep his cool and not give away free kicks more than anything, just for the team.
Not that you ever line up in the positions that they say, but you're named in the back pocket. Levi Casbolt's named in the forward pocket. Surely you can switch across to the other side, put Garrick across there, and you can pick up Menzel.
No, I might jump on Levi for a little bit. We reckon one-on-one on the square. Certainly we'll get one of our key defenders, to Levi Casbolt, who's a really good mark, and he's a really weapon for him up forward. And Menzel's a really good talent and a good footballer, so I'm sure I'll end up on him at some stage, and we sort of rotate through, and no one's really set for one person.
So why is the goals dried up, Lee? Honestly, why is it dried up? You know, a lot of talk about Pav and a lot of talk about your small forwards. Ballantyne, many thought, may go back to Peel this week. Of course, he's been given another chance. What's happened up forward?
Yeah, look, we've really got to give our forwards the best option and get the ball into them and provide our entries a little bit better. And we haven't really been providing them with the best delivery. And I think on the weekend, they were starved of opportunities and we didn't move the ball that well. You know, we didn't really take the game on or anything like that. So we've had a hard look at sticking to the plan and executing our plan, and you can't really have a go at the forwards if we're not executing our plan. So that's a really strong focus for us this week, is execute our plan and our role.
Lee, we've had a lot of feedback tonight from our listeners and all week, as a matter of fact. The amount of stoppages in the game now, I mean, I'm sure Ross likes them, and I'm sure, you know, because that's the way he likes to go about things. Do you see a simple answer to be able to make the game more open?
I know you guys like hearing some stats and that sort of thing, but you know, we went from the almost the least side. I think we were 17th for stoppages, and then we've gone to the second. So it's clear that sides are rolling up numbers and congesting it on us, and not really a doing of us our style or game plan. We've really been open and least contested footy. So we're looking to move the ball quick and those sort of things, and I'm sure all teams are looking to move the ball quick. And styles come and go, and trends come and go, and conditions also play a part. So. And when you get to finals football, everything's one-on-one and really tight and tough and contested, usually. So look, game trends come and go. I don't think it's really a major issue, and flows will come and go as the season and years go.
Hey, Lee, thanks for your time. Good luck on Saturday night.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Lee.